In today's Mishnah, we're in the 9th and 10th Mishnah from the 9th Perek Masechta Bava Batra. In yesterday's Mishnah, we saw an incident where, unfortunately, a father and son were killed in a tragedy. And the question was, who died first? And that had implications in the previous Mishnah in terms of whether the creditors to the son would be able to collect the monies owed to them from what was potentially his share in the state of the father or not, depending on the order. And we discussed that, or we saw the debate yesterday, how to resolve the matter. So we learned two more cases today in the two Mishnahs of similar such unfortunate tragedies. The Mishnah begins. This is Mishnah Tet. Nafal ha-bayit alav al-ishtor. If the house collapsed and killed this individual and his wife, and they don't have any children. So yorshei ha-baal, those that would inherit the estate of their husband, for example, his father or his brothers, or maybe his sons from another wife, they say, Omrim ha'isha met rishona, v'achar kach met ha'baal. They say the wife died first, then the husband passed away, and therefore they would be inheriting some of the property of the wife. The categories of property will become clear towards the end of the Mishnah. Yorosha isha, however, the heirs of the wife say, no, ha'baal met rishon, the husband passed away first, so therefore the wife would have been able to collect some of those property, for example, her ketubah, and other property that she brought into the marriage. V'acharkach ha'met ha'isha, and then the wife passed away. So what do we do in that situation? Beit Shammai says, this is a situation of yachalok, where we simply divide the monies that are in doubt, as we'll explain in a minute. However, Beit Hillel says, nechasim bechez katan, that we have to look at what the chazaka was prior to their death. What's the first case? Nechasim bechez katan, which means nechzei tzon barzel, meaning that property she brought into the marriage, which is referred to as the iron sheep. What that means is they were brought into the marriage when they got married, they belonged to her, and the husband could do what he likes with it. It's just the value of this property is written into the ketubah, and she will collect that value in the event that he dies first. So in this situation, they both have an equal chazaka, so therefore it would be split. The ketubah, however, that's the monies that were promised to the wife in the ketubah, in the document referred to as a ketubah, in the event that she is divorced or the husband dies first. Well, that's bechezkat yorshei ha-baal. Before either anything happened, that was still considered his property. So therefore, the chazaka in this situation is with the heirs of the husband. Nechasim nichnasim v'yotzim ima, the property that she brings in and takes out. This is referred to as nechse melog. Nechse melog are the property she brings into the marriage, but unlike nechse tzon barzel, the husband gets to enjoy the fruit and isn't responsible for any fluctuations in values. For example, let's say it's land. And therefore, in the event that either she's divorced or he dies first, she would receive the land as is. So therefore, the nechse melog are considered bechezkata. In other words, before the tragedy occurred, they are still considered her property. He only has rights to the peirot. And therefore, since we don't know who died first, we go according to the chazaka, therefore chezkat yoshei ha'av, meaning her heirs in this situation would collect the nechse melog. Let's now learn Mishnah Yud. Nafal ha'bayit alav alimo. We have a situation where the house collapsed on him and his mother. We don't know who died first, and we've got the two different heirs are going to be arguing. The yorshei ha-ben, meaning the heirs of the son, for example, who would that be? Say his brothers from a common father. They will say that we think that the mother died first. And that way, the son inherited some of her property. And therefore, they would be enjoying the property of the mother. However, the yorshei ha-em, the heirs of the mother, for example, here we're saying that would be some of her relatives from her father's family, they will claim that the son died first. And in the absence of any heirs, well, they should be inheriting the mother's property. So we've got two people, if you like, two groups of people that have an interest and they're competing, if you like, in terms of who has the claim to the mother's estate. So Eilu v'Eilu Modim, they would, in this situation, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel would agree that there's an equal chazaka here, therefore shiach aloku. However, Rabbi Akiva says, Mode ani bazeh, I agree in this situation that not yachlaku, shahan nechasim, that really behil would hold shahan nechasim bechezkatan, meaning we go according to the chazaka. But who in this case has the chazaka? We say it's yorshei ha'em, according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because at the time she was widowed, meaning the father passed away, she had a claim to this property. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, he says the chazaka is really with the mother, and therefore it would go to the yorshei ha'em, meaning the heirs of the mother, and not the Yoshei HaBen instead. However, Amar lo Benazir. Benazir says, Ala chalukim ano mitzdarim. We have so many debates between Beit Shammai and Hillel, meaning the case in the previous Mishnah and that of the second Mishnah yesterday's Mishnah out. We have enough trouble with them. We finally found a case with it where we understand that they agree. Ela shabata lachlok aleinu atashavim. That you're now trying to say that this particular case where we thought they agreed is also a machloket. So in other words, that was a counter to Ben Isaac saying, just leave us alone. We finally found a case that the Beit Shammai and Hillel agree. And why, how can you now be saying that's a machloket as well? However, what's interesting here, Kati points out again, Mikol makom, halach k'Rabbi Akiva. The halach is according to Rabbi Akiva. That even in this final case, the case of the house collapsing on the son and the mother, the father passed away, the son had no heirs either, that really, what do we do with the estate? We yachloku, we would divide the mother's estate. Those are the Mishnayot today.